Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yeah, from giving away free hotel stays to all of the good news that's been happening across the country. Cathal O'Sullivan is with me in studio this Wednesday. How's things?
Hotel stays in Laois, nonetheless.
I know.
The best part of the country.
And even another reason to be happy this Wednesday. Good news, though, for cinema goers in Kerry.
Yeah, Cillian Murphy and Yvonne McGuinness, his wife, have announced that they're delighted to revive, I suppose, the Phoenix Cinema in Dingle.
I remember when this was announced, actually.
So they bought it in late 2024, but and initially planning was approved by Kerry County Council that they could turn it into an art centre and the cinema aspect remain as well. But like, they wanted to have a performance space, an exhibition space, because Yvonne McGuinness is an artist herself. But following several third-party appeals from local residents, it was blocked and it went on Commission Planola. But in a statement today, the couple shared the news that they will be reviving the Phoenix Cinema and it will get a big kind of massive overhaul. It's going to look amazing. And Dingle is one of those kind of arts and cultural parts of the country that we really need to boost, and we need to keep it kind of alive and all the arts that are
there. It's Cillian Murphy and Yvonne that have confirmed this this today.
Yeah, they came out and said it today. Yvonne McGuinness herself said the aim is to reopen the doors, broaden the venue's creative potential, restoring its place kind of at the heart of the town. Like, my granddad was from just outside Dingle in Lisbole, and the building, like, after COVID, it did kind of look, it lost its purpose and it wasn't a cinema anymore, and it was there for almost 100 years originally, and like, it was a hub of the town. But to bring something like this back, like, Dingle has so much going on there. It has the food festival, it has Other Voices, it has every bank holiday is busy down there, and St. Patrick's Day.
It's a lovely spot.
But to have this cultural space now is brilliant for people to go down and enjoy and, I suppose, use it.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, just on the topic of going to the cinema, there's actually another reason that it can help you stay that little bit younger.
I suppose, Andrea, two of us who were at All Together Now at the weekend, we would like this, hearing that going to gigs and events and cultural things is actually keeping us that little bit younger.
I can tell you something, Cathal O'Sullivan, I did not feel any way younger yesterday afternoon.
Me neither, Andrea.
Or Sunday after 2 days at the festival. So I'm interested in how they've come about with this research.
So yeah, it comes from the Institute of Science in Tokyo, and they analysed from nearly around 2,000 adults who are over the age of 50. So neither me or you are near that, Andrea, at all. But it was people who were, I suppose, going out to things like gigs, like the movies every week. And they also analysed people who maybe just remained in their home and didn't do too much, kind of, maybe they were active, but they weren't going to these social events. So they found that actually the people who attend things like gigs, like going to the night at the movies, are actually staying that little bit younger. So when you put this into your daily routine, it actually trims a month off your body's internal clock.
So forget about your grueling workouts and your Hyrox and your expensive face creams and Botox and green smoothies. All you have to do is go to more gigs.
That's it. Well, it charges the social battery inside you. It lifts your mood. It reduces stress when you're kind of engaging in this.
It definitely does that.
Absolutely.
You know, and even meeting people and the joy and the fun and the kind of collective experience that comes with it. I can see how it might unlock your youth, Cathal.
Yeah, well, like, even like the likes of All Together Now, it does kind of, you see an older crowd because it is one of those festivals that is kind of gauged towards that. You see people who are still in their 60s and 70s going down and enjoying it just as much as other people. But yeah, makes you feel young and vibrant and full of life.
So basically what the scientists are telling us, that the extra bit of culture that you might pack into your routine will trim over a month off your body's internal clock.
Yeah, and it delivers other health perks as well, they say, that will rival a tough daily workout at the gym.
Yeah, well, that's the theatre, gigs, festivals and movies. So maybe you might be interested in this.
Have you ever been to the FLA?
I have. I've been to the FLA in Sligo. Was it twice, maybe?
A couple of years ago.
I went to it somewhere else as well.
It was
actually
down in Wexford in
No, I
the
wasn't
past
in Wexford and I wasn't in Mullingar, but
but it's in Belfast this
year. Yeah, I've seen loads of videos about it.
It's been absolutely brilliant to see, I suppose. It's one of those things when I suppose being sent up into Belfast, people are always wary, will it do as well? Because will people travel and different things like that? But I suppose Belfast City Council have said now that they've seen a 95% increase in footfall to the city compared to this time last year. And obviously they didn't have the FLA there, but they were expecting around 800,000 people over the course of the week. And on Sunday alone, there was 170, and on Monday, there was 165,000 people. So, like, they're already going to break what they thought were
significant surge in numbers. Yeah.
But it's one of those things, like, you see young people from five up to the right up to their grandparents' age who are going out and enjoying the music.
Belfast is also just a brilliant city. It is so accessible. Like, I'm always surprised more people don't just hop on the train from Dublin
I know,
and travel
up. Yeah,
it's
only 2 hours. But the FLA is one of those things that really puts a smile on my face, seeing people just coming together with something that is so truly Irish and so truly ours. And like, we've been talking a lot about culture this morning, but like, it really does. It's the little gigs that happen on. I saw a video this morning and it was the town that I love so well, a lad playing it on a bus home. And it was just like a Dublin bus, but in Belfast, and the whole bus singing along.
That's fantastic.
And it was just, it's pure joy, like absolutely brilliant stuff.
That's your culture dose for us today. Quite a number of good news stories out there. I have to say, probably the last man you might expect to bump into at Shannon Airport.
Yes. The Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide, and we're both a fan of him.
Oh, I love Pitbull.
He's really fun.
I saw some in Marley Park there about 3 weeks ago and some in the Three Arena last year. He's such a performer.
Yeah, he's an absolute showman. And it seems that he's a nice man as well, because he was passing through Shannon Airport just on the wee hours of Monday morning at August 3rd.
Where was he going?
So he's coming back from Malta, obviously probably flying back to Miami where he's from. But he was actually performing a gig in Malta, and he was spotted in Shannon Airport by Glenn Nealon, who was a big fan. And he was like, I have to go straight over.
Get a picture with him.
Yeah, I'm one of Pitbull's biggest fans. This is my moment. But he said he was a really genuine man. And what you see on stage is absolutely what you get. A gem full of love and huge appreciation for his fans. Glenn also asked him to come back to Ireland.
Yeah, again. He played last, I think, was it April we saw him? And then he came back in June or July for another two nights. And he was here this year.
So he's here all the time.
I think he maybe underestimated the fan base that he has in the Emerald Isle.
We might need to get Pitbull back for the FLA next year.
Well, if he's still in Shannon and tuned in. So he was spotted by this guy, Limerick man Glenn, who wanted to get a photograph with him, of course. And
and it's
he had
been
a lovely tribute up on social media too.
Yeah, it's
great.
Picture. It's been circulating online. And it's just one of those things, like, some people say, don't meet your heroes, but I think
this is
just representative of absolutely when it does go right, it goes right.
Now, finally, who's going to be the next James Bond?
Well, this story has been circulating for so long since Daniel Craig left the franchise, and obviously we saw at the end of No Time to Die he was ending his time as James Bond. But it obviously had been taken over by Amazon Studios, and people were kind of thinking that was a bit controversial. But the new Bond producer, Amy Pascal, has said that we'll know by the end of 2026 who is going to be stepping
into the role. Isn't Callum Turner, Dua Lipa's husband, kind of the big top?
He is the big
name.
The big name to come into it. There's also the likes of Jacob Elordi, who we've seen in the likes of Wuthering Heights with Margot Robbie and Saltburn last year. Henry Cavill, who played Superman once upon a time, also in there. And Tom Holland, who is Spider-Man. I think he may be a bit too young or childlike looking, but I think the likes of Callum Turner or Jacob Elordi could be coming into the fold.
Do you think is the Bond brand still as big?
I love James
Bond. Do you?
Yeah, I will watch. If it's on a Sunday at 2 o'clock and you're sitting at home in your parents' house,
you'll watch it.
The roast dinner's cooking somewhere. She's probably listening to me now, laughing at me, because I will be sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
But I like the James Bond films and I am looking forward to the films coming out.
Well, we'll wait to find out. Carlo Sullivan, thanks a million for popping into us to bring a little smile to her face this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.